It was a lawyer, left here in Moosley Province. It was a lawyer up there. Looked just like a twin brother. So we figured we kinned all that much, but I don't look up no damn kinfolk. And the best thing ever happened, we went to see a Notre Dame Southern Methodist football game out here in Texas once, and I introduced my wife to the publicity director up there at Notre Dame, and she said, "Oh, you the mama of Bill Guilfoyle, who was the president of the student body that year." And he was spelled G-U-I-L-F-O-Y-L-E. I don't know where he come from, none there. And he couldn't have been, we wasn't very old then ourselves, and that sort of got away with her, being accused of being the mama of that boy. Our oldest one at that time was about 6 or 7.
What sort of things did you have in the house when you were coming up?
What
sort of things did you have in the house when you were coming up?
Well, we had regular furniture, just like you got now. Like some of the furniture that I came up with in Pat's house over there right now.
Did your mama, would she do on a certain day of the week, did she do the club?
When I was a kid, and when Daddy was a kid too, far that goes, they always had servants around the house that did the work. And they washed on certain days and ironed on certain days and had a cook to help cook and clean up the house. And we had a nurse with all our kids until Margaret come along, wasn't it?
No, I had help until the year before Susie was born.
Well, we had help at the house, a cook, and she'd iron and stuff like that at our house even, up until about 19 years ago. And since then, this one's done it all, and we didn't raise but 9 kids.
What did the people on the farm call you, granddad?
Boss. Big boss. Mm-hmm. And then when I started farming, I was little boss. Up until after he died.
Yeah.
And they called Daddy Mr. Will.
Because your father's name was William?
William. And they called him Mr. Will. But they called Granddaddy Big Boss and me Little Boss, and sometimes Granddaddy would just call Boss. Boss Jim sometimes, because his name was Jim too. His was James Henry Guilfoyle, and I'm James Marion Guilfoyle.
Yeah. But you said, do you remember like after a widow or a man who got married a second time, would they ever get together and did y'all pull pranks on people in the community, or did you have neighbors nearby?
We had a few, but not too much. As I said before, there was different plantations. Every plantation around had an owner, and that's about all you associated with, to tell you the truth. Heck, we didn't know where it was to go 15 miles from home. Back when we were kids, the first long trip I took, I went to see a gal up the road up around Memphis. I went up there to visit some kinfolks and see a gal up there. Like that, but that was a little different. Cars were different, you know, along that time I got to drive the car when I got out of school.
How old were you when you took the trip to Texas and the car got burned?
Oh, I was about 15 then. We went out in Texas. We had an uncle and an aunt living in the middle of Texas, and we got in the car, Daddy and Mama and all the kids except my older brother. And we went out to Texas to visit them, and that was in 27, after the war, after the overthrow. And we all like to got drowned in a creek out there, got in a rain storm out there, and water come down the creek from Texas. Your road used to just go down through the creek. The bottom of it was concrete, you know, didn't have a bridge. And this roll of water come down through there. Well, it was a little too deep when Daddy went in it and drowned the car. But we just did get out before this roll of water hit and washed the whole car away. And that is the longest trip I ever took until I left here and went to South Bend.
Wash the car away?
Yeah, washed it away.
Get it back? Or?
Got it back, tore all the pieces. He had it sent back to the factory and didn't even get the freight on it. That was a moon straight eight.
The hood of that car must
have been. That engine was this long.
Yeah. But you had wagons here now.
Oh yeah, you had wagons. And
what did you break ground with? What sort of plow?
With what they called turning plow or gang plow. Usually when you broke it flat, you used a turning plow. And then you had some middle buses that you used to set up the row and haul at the same time. You know, just one fur and row were set up. And he used four mules on that, and they were called Uncle Sam Middlebuster, Riding Middlebuster.